It's 4:06. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a political scientist will discuss the controversial ad that Governor Scott Walker's campaign released accusing challenger Mary Burke of sending jobs overseas.
But first, if your yard is overrun with weeds, invasive plants, or overgrown brush, a new low-tech solution is gaining popularity. Our next guest tries to provide a unique service by renting out goats and other livestock to eat away unwanted plant life.
Ben Roble is with us. He's the owner-operator of Vegetation Solutions in Muscadet. Ben, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, where did you get the idea to rent out goats to help people get their weeds under control?
I knew they were doing a lot of this type of stuff out in California, and I knew that goats ate brush and weedy plants, so I had some property with overgrown trees and brush on it and got a few goats, and I saw what they were able to do and kept going from there.
And you started with a few goats. How many do you have now?
I'm up to 150 now.
Wow. Okay, so this is catching on.
Yes. Yep.
So my first maybe obvious question is, I presumably there are some plants I do want and some plants I don't want. How do the goats know?
They don't know. They're not selective. They won't avoid your garden and eat all the brush around it. We use electric netting for fencing, and so we fence them in areas you want the goats to eat all the vegetation, and we fence out the areas you don't want, like your garden or your yard or your flower bed or something like that.
So are people mostly doing this in, as you say, yards or on their flower beds, or where else are your goats showing up?
Anywhere. Not necessarily backyards, but like overgrown pastures that haven't been used. People's backyards that they're trying to reclaim, prairie restoration, trying to get rid of the brush that's encroaching in on prairies and grasslands.
And
anybody with land is using our services.
Hmm. And do you use them? Do they eat some of the invasive species we have a problem with in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we do a lot of buckthorn removal, honeysuckle and sumac. Garlic mustard is another one in the springtime we do. The goats will pretty much eat everything we fence them into, so really there isn't anything they won't eat.
Did I see wild parsnip on a list? Aren't there things that like we react to and we really don't want to touch? The goats could still eat that stuff?
Yeah, wild parsnip is poisonous to us. Poison ivy is also, and the goats can eat it with no ill effects to them.
And now you've branched out from goats, I understand. What other livestock do you have?
We also have sheep. We use sheep also for controlling vegetation. The sheep are used in shorter vegetation situations. The taller vegetation is primarily used with goats. The goats can graze taller than the sheep can. So that's why we use different animals.
What are the advantages of using goats or sheep for plant control as opposed to weeding by hand, spraying, other options?
Well, when you're talking about 5 or 10 acres, it's kind of difficult to weed that or cut it all down by yourself. It's also expensive with a lot of man hours to do that. Chemical, people aren't really into spraying a bunch of chemical on their property, so it's an alternative to that. I'm sorry, I forgot where your question was.
Oh, yeah, so just you're getting to it there, the advantages of goats and sheep versus spraying. Yeah.
Yeah. Cost effectiveness, too. We can graze an area a lot cheaper than you can spray or cut an area.
And do you branch out into other goat lines? I mean, are you doing goat milk, too, with your herd?
No, our animals are used for vegetation control, and then excess animals are sold for meat.
Okay. So how far do you range with this? Do you get all the business you need in the local area, or are you headed all over the state?
We're headed all over the state. We cover the whole upper Midwest, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
And what kind of reactions do you get from people trying this for the first time? It was a new idea to me. I mean, I knew goats ate plants, but the idea of using them for targeted weed control. What do you hear from people when they do this for the first time?
Most people love it. They don't really have an understanding of how agriculture works and livestock and things like that. So a lot of people, I end up going to check on my animals, and I see lawn chairs next to the goat fencing because people are out there watching and observing the goat.
Hmm. How much supervision do you need? How many humans per goat or sheep to keep them on task?
I'm the only one who keeps track of them. The landowners that we go to will check on the goats once a day and give me an update, and then I will come to the site and move fences and do what needs to be done.
Now, I was just at our county fair this weekend, actually, in Dane County, and saw a lot of different breeds of goat, more than I knew existed. Is there a particular type of breed you're working with?
Yeah, primarily we use a meat goat breed called a Kiko goat, and they originated from New Zealand and were brought over to America a few years ago.
Are they particularly good for vegetation control, or were they just what was available?
Yeah, I like them for vegetation control. I've had a few other breeds. There's just attributes that I like about them more so than other goats. They're a pretty low-maintenance animal that can survive and thrive on the brush in situations that other animals might not be able to make it in.
And do you have to, is this like a monthly gig with someone or weekly, or how often do you have to go back to the same place with goats to keep things under control?
It all depends on the management practices of the landowner, but we definitely recommend 2 to 3 grazings per year on the same site, in the same area, to have effective vegetation control.
All right, Ben, thank you. Very interesting. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Ben Roble. He's owner and operator of Vegetation Solutions in Muscadet. He uses goats to help keep weeds under control.